Hello, everybody. Welcome to K-Talks. I'm so, so excited. This is my first episode, so I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. Today, I actually wanted to talk about procrastination. And honestly, I felt like this would be such a great topic for the very first episode because this is something that I actually did with this podcast. I procrastinated about it for a really long time because honestly, I felt like I had to be perfect. Like I had to have everything figured out, all of the logistics, maybe some more accomplishments under my belt. I found myself just comparing myself to other people that were already successful, that had these amazing podcasts and, you know, they had the studios and the lights. And I thought, you know, I don't have those things. So maybe I should just wait until I have those things and then I can do a video too. And like, you know, have it do like be an audio and a video. And I just got so caught up in my head. And before I knew it, a year went by and I still hadn't launched my podcast. You know, I had all of these ideas, but I didn't take action on them. And I'm just being totally open and vulnerable with all of you because I want to keep this podcast as real as I can. So it's very interesting. We get caught up in everyone's highlights on social media and we don't actually see what's going on behind the scenes or in someone's head. And we think, you know, oh my God, look at Karen. She's so successful. She's got everything going for her. Everything looks like it's just always working out for her. She's got the dream job. She's got the dream guy and she's got the dream bod. And ugh, why can't I? No, no, no. Like we have to stop this kind of negative self-talk because it's just not serving us. You know, I could go pretty deep into the whole comparison game here, but I feel like that would be a totally different podcast. So before I go too far off here, why do we procrastinate? Especially with the things that we know are important to us. We know these things are going to move us towards our goals and what we want out of life. So why do we put them off? Is it fear? Is it fear that we're going to fail? Fear of what others are going to think when we do the thing that we're putting off. Most of the time, and what I found for myself personally, is that at some level, there is a bit of fear. There's, you know, limiting beliefs. And you know, this is something we all have. No one's unique to this. You know, whenever we're trying something new, there is this unknown factor. We've never been here before. We can often just make up all of these things in our head as to why we shouldn't do it or why we couldn't do it. Or, you know, the famous, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow thing. Like, I know every single one of you has said that to yourself. So what are some things that you can do to overcome procrastination? And these are some things that have really worked for me. So I just wanted to share them with you. So number one is just starting with something small. And maybe that's a task, you know, you can totally crush. It could be as simple as making your bed, honestly. I'm going to use myself in this podcast as an example. So I started with my mission, what I wanted to talk about with this podcast. And from there, I got into brainstorming about the name and then creating the graphics. And then from there, I recorded the trailer because I now knew what my mission was. And I started to feel like I was in the zone and I was creating all of this momentum. And boom, before I knew it, I was having all of these ideas come to me and I was now in action. So, you know, I got into flow state. I got out of my head. And I think that's one of the most important things is because, you know, procrastination, we're stuck in our heads, right? We're thinking about why we can't do something or why maybe we don't feel like doing something because, like, let's be honest, I don't wake up every day like feeling super productive. Like I have days where I would just rather stay in bed or like watch Netflix. But how do we get past that, right? And number two is do the 5-4-3-2-1 rule. I forget where I heard this from, but I've been implementing this into my life lately. And it's been really helpful. So count down 5-4-3-2-1 and just do the damn thing. Like, stop overthinking and put yourself into action right away, because the longer that you put it off, the longer that you will put it off. So the faster you're able to get into action and override those limiting beliefs or whatever is coming up for you to take action, you are now, you're training yourself in those moments of when you're feeling uncomfortable to just do it anyways, because you know that on the other side of that fear, on the other side of that procrastination is magic. And that's where you start to create the momentum. And number three is if you find yourself still struggling to take action, I want you to get a piece of paper out and I want you to write on one side a list of what will happen if you take action on what it is that you're procrastinating about and how it's going to feel once you've accomplished those tasks. And on the other side, I want you to write out what will happen if you don't take action and how is that going to feel. I really want you to just emotionally connect and reflect on this, because this is going to help you just to have more self-awareness, and you're going to be able to start breaking through those barriers that are keeping you from taking that action and reaching your goals. And I mean, we all have goals in life, right? So we got to be able to move towards them. And number four is keep taking action. So once you have that momentum, just keep going, because then your confidence is going to increase and that will just give you more momentum to and confidence to continue to take action. And this is something that I learned from Brendon Burchard. And if you haven't heard of him, you need to go look him up. He is the author of several books, but he's probably most known for Motivation Manifesto. He trains and coaches high performers all around the world. He is just incredible. And he always says that once we get into action and the more action we take, not only do we get momentum, but we increase our confidence, which also helps us to keep taking action. So you see the cycle here. It's kind of like the infinity symbol, right? Like everything is, it's all connected and it's all in a cycle. I don't know why I just had like the Circle of Life song pop in my head from Lion King. Anyway, random brain thought. Number five is get a coach or mentor. So this is so, so important. Having a mentor and having a coach to help you identify and execute your goals, it's just going to help keep you on track and keep you accountable, because, you know, sometimes we do need that extra little push. I've had coaches and mentors for years, and through my personal growth journey, honestly, it's just been such a game changer. I couldn't imagine at this point not actually having a coach. They are just going to be able to help you level up. And, you know, you don't need someone like Brendon Burchard, though. You know, he's great. Not everyone can afford him. But you just need someone who's a few steps ahead of you, and where you want to go. And like I said, if you can't afford a coach, there's so many self-help books and mentors and online resources available to us. You know, I have some mentors that I haven't even met yet. Brendon Burchard is one of them, because I definitely can't afford to hire him as a coach. But I read and I take in his content or other coaches online and their content on a daily basis. I listen to them. I study them. I take action on things that they suggest. And, you know, if it applies to my life, you know, I take action on it. And, you know, I do also have a fitness coach, and I do have a business coach as well. And that keeps me accountable to my fitness goals and to my business goals. And it's just so important. So, just to quickly recap on the things that you can do to overcome procrastination is, number one, start small. Number two, do the 5-4-3-2-1 drill. Number three, write out a list of how you're going to feel if you do or if you don't do the thing that you're procrastinating about. And number four, more action leads to more confidence and more action. And number five is get a coach or a mentor. So I really, really hope that those tips helped you. I hope that they brought you some value. I do really want you to succeed in life and with your goals and live your life with more purpose and more fulfillment and more freedom. So thank you so much for tuning in to K-Talks. It would mean so, so much to me if you could like and subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, share it with all of your friends, and don't forget to tag me on social media so I can connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.